Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Prime Minister of Georgia Georgi Kvirikashvili recently signed a U.S.-Georgia General Security of Information Agreement. The agreement represents a major milestone in security cooperation between the United States and Georgia. The information agreement establishes a legal foundation for bilateral intelligence sharing and will strengthen counterterrorism cooperation between the United States and Georgia. This agreement will also enhance the Georgian military's interoperability with the armed services of NATO member states. The information agreement supports Georgia's efforts to transform its military and paves the way for future security agreements between the United States and Georgia. After signing the agreement, Secretary Tillerson and Prime Minister Kvirikashvili met to discuss the strong U.S.-Georgia partnership, noting that this year marks the 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations. Secretary Tillerson thanked the Prime Minister for Georgia's contributions to global security and commended the significant reform progress the country has made since independence. He reaffirmed U.S. support for continued progress towards Georgia's Euro-Atlantic integration. Secretary Tillerson also reiterated the steadfast commitment of the United States to Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. Georgia continues to be locked in a standoff with Russia over the Moscow-based breakaway regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Russia recognized Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent states after a brief war against Georgia in 2008, though only a handful of countries have followed suit. Both Secretary Tillerson and Prime Minister Kvirikashvili agreed to continue efforts to ensure Georgia's security and prosperity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.